Section 5. Voice recordings. One of the features of your stream is the ability to create voice recordings. These voice recordings are stored in the Notes bookshelf and are stored in ANR Wideband Plus file format, and they have an extension of .3GP. Unfortunately, you cannot simply transfer these files to your PC and play them in something like Windows Media Player or Winamp. However, in Section 10 of this audio tutorial, we'll talk with you about a way of converting them into WAV file format using the Stream Companion software so that you can play them on your PC. You should expect that 9.1 megabytes of storage space will be used per hour of recording. Your stream has a built-in microphone. It's located on the face of the stream on the right-hand side, just across from the speaker. If you would like to use an external microphone, you can plug that into the right-hand side of the stream in the second jack, just below the headphone jack. Voice recordings are done using the record button. It's located on the right-hand side. Move your finger down the right-hand side of your stream until you feel a series of dots or bumps. Just below that, you'll feel a button. It has a little dot on it. And just below that, you'll feel a smaller series of bumps or dots. This is the button that you'll use to do voice recordings. To create a quick voice recording, simply hold down the button until you hear the stream tell you to start recording. Keep it pressed in, say what you're going to say, and then release the button. Let's go ahead and show you how it works. I'm going to now hold down the button.
Start recording.
This should be note number 3.
Stop recording. Note 3 created.
As you create notes on the stream, they'll be numbered sequentially. If you delete, say, note number 2, the next note number will be note number 4. If you would like to create a long recording, simply press the record button and release it. The stream will tell you that it's beginning to record, and then it will just start recording. Let's give you an example.
Start recording.
We are now doing a long voice recording. I'm not holding down the button at all, and this is quite convenient because then you can move your hands away from the stream and take notes or whatever you need to do inside your classroom, for example. One of the features that you can do while recording a long voice recording is to add a bookmark. Let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to simply press the bookmark key. It's located just above the number 3 key. It's important to remember that bookmarks cannot be added to quick voice recordings. We'll keep talking for just a minute here. And then maybe you want to add yet another bookmark. Go ahead and do so. Press the bookmark key again. Don't forget, we're meeting Jim at 4:30 on the softball field. And then to end the recording, simply press the record button again.
Stop recording. Note 4 created.
It's important to remember that while you're using the recording feature of your stream, you can press the record button anywhere within the stream. You do not have to be in the notes bookshelf. If you're recording a long note, it's possible to pause the recording. For example, let's say that you're taking a break in a class and you want to pause the recording. To do so, simply press the play/stop key. To resume your recording, press that play/stop key again and the recording will resume. Let's go ahead and go to the notes bookshelf and listen to note 4.
Bookshelf. Notes. 1. Book. Note. Note 1. Note 4.
We are now doing a long voice recording. Let's go ahead and jump to bookmark number 2. This is done by pressing the bookmark key.
Go to bookmark.
Typing in its number, in this case 2.
2.
And pressing confirm.
Bookmark 2.
And then press play. Don't forget, we're meeting Jim at 4:30 on the softball field. If you would like to browse the bookmarks that are stored for this note, go ahead and continue to press the bookmark key until you get to the bookmark list.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list.
Once you're here, you can use 4 and 6 to navigate between the bookmarks.
Bookmark. 2.
Don't forget, we're meeting Jim at 4:30 on the softball field.
Bookmark. 1.
It's important to remember that bookmarks cannot be added to quick voice recordings.
Beginning of book.
Each note will have a beginning and end bookmarker, as well as any other bookmarks that you may have added.